This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the greatest and easiest and most rewarding act of worship is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It does not need a certain place, a certain time, a certain amount. Does not need wudu. And it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He told us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab, O who you believe, remember Allah abundantly, a lot. And every time the mention of remembrance of Allah comes, the word kathira comes with it. The word abundantly comes with it, always. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من يذكر ربه, the one who remembers Allah, the difference between a person that remembers Allah and the one that does not is the difference between a person that is alive and a person that is dead. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayat lil qulub. It gives our hearts life. It refreshes our hearts. Now today, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to take only one dhikr and mention all the rewards about this dhikr. And this dhikr is, subhanallah, the four words. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Very, very easy. There's no Muslim, no matter what his background is, no matter what his language, no matter what his country, what his culture, no one ever, have you ever heard somebody say, Wallahi, it is very hard to say Subhanallah. Or it's very hard to say Allahu Akbar. Very easy words, very easy. What are the rewards? Inshallah, we will mention, if I remember them all, around seven. First, قال رسول الله, of course, the hadith are all 100% authentic. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الكلام إلى الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. If we stop here, this is sufficient. The most beloved words to Allah عز وجل. يعني imagine, we love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Everything we have is from Allah عز وجل. And we want to show our gratitude. So when you love somebody, you do what they love, right? When you love someone, you do what pleases them, what they love. Rasulullah ﷺ said, not only Allah loves them, these are the most beloved words to Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Four words. Second, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر خير مما طلعت عليه الشمس. For me to say سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر is better than what the sun has risen upon. يعني it's better than the whole dunya and everything in it. Now, ya akhwan, when we hear these rewards, wallahi, especially the multazimeen, your tongue should not stop. Your tongue should not stop. Literally, we used to have a sheikh, he used to say, intasakitli, why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? Now you're looking at me, why are you quiet? Why your tongue is not saying, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You're driving, you're working, you're pumping gas, you're waiting in the doctor's office, you're waiting in the lawyer's office, whatever you are, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Khayrun, better than the whole dunya and everything in it. Third, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomsoever say subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, and he added here one more, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, all his minor sins are forgiven even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. Unless you don't have any sins, forget about it. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All the sins I have done today, gone, subhanallah. And I picked this topic specifically because we have a lot of youth attending the program of Bring Your Son to Fajr. So it will be something that will stick to their mind and will keep it with them. So the most beloved to Allah, better than the whole dunya, and forgive all the sins. Fourth, Rasulullah SAW, he told the Sahaba, خُذُوا جِنَّتَكُمْ. Take your protection. Take your protection. They said, Ya Rasulullah, هَلْ مِنْ عَدُو? Is there an enemy attacking us? He said, no. Take your protection from the hellfire by saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Protection from the hellfire to repeat these words frequently. So this is four now. Fifth, بخن بخن. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما أثقلهن في الميزان. Subhanallah. He said, these words are the heaviest thing in the scale. We all know that on the day of judgment, there will be an actual scale with two pans, the one for the good deeds and one for the bad deeds. May Allah make all our good deeds heavy, inshallah. So how can I make this, Ya Rasulullah, in something simple, make it very heavy? Karrir, repeat constantly. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Constantly. How many are they so far? Five. Six. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to this one, subhanallah. He said, when we say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, lahunna dawi kadawi nahl. They have a buzzing just like the buzzing of the bees. They fly, those words go up and they go around the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they mention the name of the person who said it. Ya Allah, so and so is remembering you. Allahu Akbar. Just by saying those simple words, your words will be lifted to the arsh and mention your name to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Last one, even though there's a couple more, but last one. The biggest summit on earth, the biggest meeting in history, the best meeting ever took place, including the best two people ever created. Who are these two people? Who are the best two people ever created? Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. And Muhammad is the best of the messengers. So they had a meeting when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam went into the Isra. Yani imagine this meeting. The two best people ever created met. What is the outcome of this conference, this summit? Yani, it has to be extremely important. Yani, the best two people ever. First, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told Rasulullah alayhi salam, tell the Muslim ummah my salam. Assalamu alayka ya Ibrahim. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. And tell them that the Jannah is a beautiful place. And its soil is fertile. And its water is pure. And it's qiyan. Qiyan means it's an open, huge land, but it has nothing in it. And if you want to plant trees in it, keep saying, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. I just planted four trees. Inshallah. Can you imagine, ya akhwan? Look how easy. You can decide right now how many trees you would like in your backyard. And how about the front yard and the side yard and all the yards and yani forests, inshallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The trees of Jannah. Yani, how can I, yani, do you believe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? We all believe him and we all love him. And he's telling us all this. Yani, subhanallah. Sometimes a person, let's say, he took shahada when he's 60 and he's not an Arabi. you know, or he's 70 or 75, became a Muslim, and he's not an Arabi. Huh? Subhanallah. So what should he do? He's finding very hard time to memorize Fatiha, memorize this, memorize that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you cannot say the Fatiha, if you cannot memorize it, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Yani, he gave a solution to everybody. To everybody, Arabi, non-Arabi. Everybody can say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Finally, of course, especially for the youngsters, what do they mean? Subhanallah, what does Subhanallah mean? I am confirming that Allah is pure from any deficiency and perfect in every attribute. All of this statement means Subhanallah. I'm confirming that Allah does not need to sleep, does not get tired, does not need any help. And at the same time, He is the Qawi, He is the Aziz, He's the all-seeing, the all-knowing. He's the only one who knows the unseen. I'm confirming every attribute that He is perfect in it. All of that is Subhanallah. And like we said before, Subhana can only come before the name of Allah. You cannot say Subhan to any human beings. Second, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, We are, yani the blessings of Allah are countless upon us, countless. Look at this. Look at us right now. Yani, which masjid, wallahi, in our countries, wherever you are from, tell me which country you go to Fajr and you find that many people. A brother just came from a country without naming it. He said it was me, the adhan, and his cousin, the muadhin, and his cousin at Fajr. In a Muslim country, me, the muadhin, and his cousin. Even the imam was missing. Subhanallah. So this is, look at this ni'mah. The ni'mah that Allah gave you, the blessing that Allah gave you, that made you from the people of Fajr, needs a lot of alhamdulillah. A lot of alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, we all know the greatest name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is greater than anything. It is the most, listen carefully, the most word we repeat on a daily basis is Allahu Akbar. If you count all the takbirat that we say and the repetition after the muadhin, you will find out that Allahu Akbar is the most word that we repeat on a daily basis. Subhanallah. And of course, finally, La ilaha illallah. The word that we are created to establish. The word that the Jannah and the Nar was created for. The word that the prophets and the messengers were sent to establish. La ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words, La ilaha illallah, and keep our tongue constantly remembering Him. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minati wal-qanitina wal-qanitati wal-sadiqina wal-sadiqati wal-sabirina wal-sabirati wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما